Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. Before we look ahead to the readings for this Sunday, which will be the 27th Sunday in Ordinary Time, and remember about ordinary. Nothing's ever ordinary in God's plan. Remember what I say about that. But we do celebrate the 27th Sunday in Ordinary Time this Sunday, and I'm going to look at those readings. But first, I want to refer to yesterday, which was the Feast of Our Lady of the Rosary. And I want to pause here because I want you to hear what Pope John Paul said about this particular feast. He said, "It could be said that each mystery of the Rosary, carefully meditated, sheds light on the mystery of man. Psalm 55, cast your burden on the Lord and he will sustain you. To pray the rosary is to hand over our burdens to the merciful hearts of Christ and his mother." Let me repeat that. To pray the rosary is to hand over our burdens to the merciful hearts of Christ and his mother. Think of this. The burdens you carry when people are suffering around you or when you're suffering. Look at the power of the rosary. The rosary does indeed mark the rhythm of human life, bringing it into harmony with the rhythm of God's own life. In the joyful communion of the Holy Trinity, our life's destiny and deepest longing. Through the rosary, the faithful receive abundant grace. Abundant grace, God sharing himself with us. Through the rosary, the faithful receive abundant grace as though from the very hands of the Mother of the Redeemer. So I want to urge you, pray the rosary with faith. We look ahead now to the readings for this Sunday, the 27th Sunday in Ordinary Time. And I want to read the entrance antiphon. I often comment on this, but not every day, obviously. But I want you to pay attention to this because this is a good meditation before Mass. This is what it says. It comes from the book of Esther. "Within your will, O Lord, all things are established, and there is none that can resist your will. For you have made all things, the heaven and the earth, and all that is held within the circle of heaven. You are the Lord of all. Trust him." Ask God for trust today. First reading for this Sunday is taken from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 5, verses 1 to 7. "Let me now sing of my friend, my friend's song concerning his vineyard. My friend had a vineyard on a fertile hillside. He spaded it, cleared it of stones, and planted the choicest vines. Within it he built a watchtower, and he hewed out a winepress. Then he looked for the crop of grapes, but what it yielded was wild grapes. Now, inhabitants of Jerusalem and people of Judah, judge between me and my vineyard. What more was there to do for my vineyard that I had not done? Why, when I looked for the crop of grapes, did it bring forth wild grapes? Now I will let you know what I mean to do with my vineyard. Take away its hedge, give it to grazing, break through its wall, let it be trampled. Yes, I will make it a ruin. It shall not be pruned or hoed, but overgrown with thorns and briars. I will command the clouds not to send rain upon it. The vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel, and the people of Judah are his cherished plant. He looked for judgment, but see bloodshed, for justice, but hark, the outcry." Oh, brothers and sisters, how much God toils over us. How much he cares for us. Any gardener, any farmer knows firsthand the tending of the crops and the care and all that you try to do to keep them safe and reach maturity. And we say, oh, God, thanks for that, but, you know, I really want to go in this direction. I really don't want what you have to offer me. That's, in effect, what we do. And then we end up miserable, and we wonder why. Really, take a look at your life. Are you following the Lord? Are His commandments important in your daily life? Does His word guide you? Major decisions of your life. Where are you turning for advice? Certainly turn to good advice from wherever, but first and last, turn to God. Put it before Him. Ask Him to show you the way. He wants you with Him for all eternity, and He knows the path that can bring you there. Listen to His voice. Pay heed. Repent when you fail. As long as you repent, He will be with you. Even if you sin, if you repent, He will be with you. He will not discard you. No matter how many times you sin, if you repent, if you turn back to Him, if you ask for grace to do better, He will be with you. He will not leave you. Put your life before Him and say, Lord, how do you want to till the soil of my life? What seed do you want to plant in it? How can I help that seed to grow in my life? Give Him your life. Psalm 80 tells us the vineyard of the Lord is the house of Israel. Oh, once again, O Lord of hosts, look down from heaven and see, take care of this vine, protect what your right hand has planted, the Son of Man whom you yourself made strong. And then we will no more withdraw from you. Give us new life and we will call upon your name. O Lord God of hosts, restore us. If your face shine upon us, then we shall be saved. All of us fall short. All of us make mistakes tending the vineyard of our lives. All of us sin. But we can turn around. It's never too late. Please, please give your life to the Lord. In the second reading from Paul's letter to the Philippians, chapter 4, verses 6 to 9, brothers and sisters, have no anxiety at all, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, make your requests known to God. And then the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Bring your needs to Him day in and day out. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is gracious, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Keep on doing what you have learned and received and heard and seen in me. And then the God of peace will be with you. God's not waiting for your perfection. He's working and waiting for your willingness to take on His priorities, His goal, His ways, that your garden may bear tremendous fruit. That's what He wants. And the gospel today, Matthew chapter 21, verses 33 to 43. Jesus said to the chief priests and the elders of the people, "Hear another parable. There was a landowner who planted a vineyard, put a hedge around it, dug a wine press in it, and built a tower. And then he leased it to tenants, and he went on a journey. When vintage time drew near, he sent his servants to the tenants to obtain his produce. But the tenants seized the servants, and one they beat, another they killed, and a third they stoned. Again, he sent other servants, more numerous than the first ones, but they treated them in the same way." He's speaking of the Old Testament prophets and holy people. "Finally, he sent his son to them, thinking, they will respect my son. But when the tenants saw the son, they said to one another, this is the heir. Come, let us kill him and acquire his inheritance. They seized him, threw him out of the vineyard, and killed him. What will the owner, that is the father, what will the owner of the vineyard do to those tenants when he comes? And they answered him, he will put those wretched men to a wretched death and lease his vineyard to other tenants who will give him the produce at the proper time. Their answer is right. You and I were placed on this earth to till the soil and produce the fruit of the seed that God has given us. And one day each of us will be called to render an account for what we did with the gifts and the graces that God gave us. Are you ready to render such an account? Are you living with that reality in mind? You need to. You don't need to be frightened. You don't need to be burdened by it. It gives you direction. The gifts God gave you, he will ask one day for an account. What did you do with what I gave you? Over and over and over in Scripture, he tells us that. We need to take a look at that seriously. What are you doing with what you've been given? Jesus said to them, did you never read in the Scriptures, the stone that the builders rejected, that means Jesus, has become the cornerstone? By the Lord has this been done, and it is wonderful in our eyes. Therefore I say to you, oh, listen to this. Notice who he's speaking to, the chief priests and the elders, the Pharisees, the ones who were all in it for the power they could exercise and the adulation that they would receive from the people. They had fallen into that trap, and they were by the letter of the law. You had to observe every letter of the law. And they were very unkind to people who didn't fulfill the law as they deemed it should be fulfilled. And Jesus said to them, did you never read in the Scripture, the stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone? By the Lord has this been done, and it is wonderful in our eyes. Therefore, listen to this. This is Jesus. Therefore, I say to you, the kingdom of heaven will be taken away from you. That's the Pharisees, the ones who thought they had the corner on the market. The kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people that will produce its fruit. Justice, peace, mercy. Brothers and sisters, is your life, even now on this earth, is your life bearing the fruit of the God who dwells within you in his Holy Spirit? Please, please pay attention. May God give you the grace to see his plan for you. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.